You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Right.
So this is going to be a special edition of The Break because we have guest journalist Sinkay Henderson on the line, and we have some of our usual suspects. Shelby is here. Tash is here. Tash, you are gaining a pretty big online following. We'll talk about that later. And we also have our special guests from the UK, Julius and Steve, are here with us. And we're talking about the article.
Steve is the best.
Steve is the best. We are on here talking about Sinkay's recent article in The New Yorker. Sinkay, talk to us a little bit about this article that you wrote about President Obama.
So I guess it's about 2 weeks old now. I do a couple of things, one of which is obviously write. I'm a journalist. I write in a different realm, not connected to education or typical political journalism. But a couple of years ago, I write at night. I'm a night owl. A couple years ago, a friend of mine said, you should, I've always been involved in education in some way. Like, I
tutored kids, even in college, I tutored. I was like a TA.
Okay.
To students. And I got, they said, you should substitute in a school one day, like a charter school. Mm-hmm. So I was like, huh, that's interesting. Let me try that. So I did it. It was intense, but I just instantly fell in love with it. It was like a fish to water. Like, I just felt like something about my brain belonged to it. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I felt happy with Black Latin kids, you know. And I'm from the school that says, you know, every time a responsible adult yells at a kid, an angel gets their wings. So I was just, I was just happy. I was just, you know, it was just, it fit me. If it were, so anyway, long story short, is I eventually made the decision to go online and get my high school teaching certificate. I couldn't wasn't trying to go back to school, like bricks and mortar school. I was working at the time, so I did it online. And there's actually a really great program. So long story short is, in that experience of subbing, which happened actually over a long course of years, off and on, I would do it. And then more aggressively, when I taught to get my teachers, I had to do that for like 2 months. It was so much I was dealing with, and I find that the way education is talked about in the press, and the people who have PhDs and the experts on education, and my day-to-day experience as a teacher or a person trying to be a teacher or even as a sub was just so vastly different. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing I thought is, I need to write a book about this, which I am doing. Mm-hmm. The second thing I thought is, I'm not important enough. I can kind of get my name out there probably more than the typical teacher can. But it dawned on me when I was reading articles about what Barack, there were several articles, what's Barack going to do next? What's Barack going to do next? And he's always talked about, he loves the phrase teachable moment. Mm-hmm. He talks about how he loves being a teacher. And it just dawned on me, Barack should teach high school.
Mm.
Barack Obama should teach high school. He can't do it full time. I can't do it full time. You know, he's too, and I shouldn't say too important because that's the wrong way, but he'll have too much he's trying to do. Mm-hmm. To probably give a full time. I mean, maybe he could, but if he taught, as I suggest in the article, just one class, he could find it. I'm sure there's any school system would happily accept him.
Right.
Could work it around his schedule where he could teach on a Monday and then maybe on a Friday, or, you know, do a 2-hour class of government to graduating seniors, some inner city school. Maybe the kids would come to him. Like, they could sort it out so it could work. Mm-hmm. It would be greatest thing in life. I mean, it would be a boon to. It was just one of those ideas that you come to you and you think, Okay.
Just getting somebody else in frame for you.
How you doing?
I thought that was Steve. one of those things where it just, you know how you have items, sure, everybody's had this in life. You're like, everything about this makes sense.
Right.
It would be a boon to teachers who struggle so much in this job. It would be a boon to white and black, but especially the black teachers.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a boon to the black kids who to know that the president is teaching. It would be a boon to him. I think he would love it.
Right.
I think he would love teaching black kids, mature enough to talk to. So that's why I say, you know, juniors or seniors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he shouldn't be teaching middle school. I mean, the president don't need to be doing that. But, and they don't have to be honest. They could be whatever. But as long as they're students who he could really develop some sort of relationship with, it just would be, there's no downside, I think. Mm. And, you know, he'd have to figure it out and that kind of thing. But I just, and the other aspect, which I kind of touched on, is there's so many, it's so complicated. There's so much that is said that is about education, about being a teacher, about black kids in these schools, about black teachers, that whole sort of thing is, as you guys know who are educators, the education world is really dominated by, liberals. I mean, I'm a liberal, but it is primarily dominated by some version of a Democrat. And so the only person I was thinking who all the liberal world admires enough to sort of hear what that person would have to say would be Barack Obama.
Yeah, you know, you making that point makes me want him to work not only as a teacher, but get involved somehow with educational policy.
100%, but yeah. I think he's got to do it, start as a teacher. That's really, that's what
experience.
I think. Like, because my ideas about education, because I don't read research. I do now because I'm writing this book, but I'm of the mind that human beings and mammals have been training their young since the beginning of time. Like, education really isn't that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I think we make it complicated, mm-hmm. one, because there's so much money in getting a PhD in education, so much money, so everybody has a theory.
Yes.
To get a new PhD, to get a new grant, you got to come up with some brand new explanation of how to get the kids to do this. And I'm just like, it's not that deep.
True that.
You know, it's just not that deep. You know, I did well in life with traditional education. So I think that he would want to feel more comfortable. And I think I would feel more comfortable. And not that it matters what I think, but I think teachers would feel more comfortable if Barack came into the conversation about education policy from the experience day to day, or if not day to day, at least on a regular basis, teaching kids.
Tash, wouldn't you agree, as a former teacher, teachers tend to give more credence to those people that have had classroom experience when they start to expound on educational theory than those who just are well-read?
Just theory, what the benchmarks are, to use an overly popular term. And then also what it means to really have a certain kind of discipline and control of the class, teaching in the hood is not teaching in the community or the hood, as you know, I say with affection, is can really be an issue of, you know, are you afraid of the kids? I've seen many a teacher
that's a big deal.
Who were afraid of the children and therefore couldn't, you know, control or command or have any type of classroom discipline in order to present a lesson.
Yes.
And when kids know you're afraid of them, that's it.
Yeah.
Pick it up quick. They pick it up quick, and you know, Barack ain't gonna be scared of nobody because he's gonna have four Secret Service agents outside. Anyway,
one of the things I found interesting about your article, Cinque, is that I started to think about, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, is what does Barack want intellectually from his students? You know, he's someone who's used to having taught at the University of Chicago in the law school. So these are graduate students who are prepared and who he's reading their arguments and they're sparring with him. And, you know, to quote my patron saint, the late Antonin Scalia, you know, if in fact, you know, he goes to a lesser school, you know, like one of the HBCUs where, you know, the kids aren't as academically rigorous and prepared as, you know, someone who's at the University of Chicago Law School. It made me think in some ways you're asking him to do some community service when he gets out of when he gets out of the office. Yes, you're going to teach, and yes, I'm sure someone will sponsor a well-endowed salary for him, even if he went to a community college or an HBCU. But at a community college, you know, the expectation for academic and philosophical and argumentative rigorousness isn't the same as someone who is a law student at Columbia or you know, you...
Well, I hear you. I just want to jump in there.
Isn't it about the inspiration of him just being there?
Yeah, but there you're just using his celebrity.
No, it's not just about his celebrity. It's also given it's inspiring youngsters to kind of see a different way in. So if you immediately start saying that it's a negative place, already walking in with him with a negative attitude if you're saying that he's coming from a negative place.
I'm saying the part of my brain that thought, well, what are his needs? He's an individual. He's a being, and I, in some ways, we're requesting him to do community service, but he may...
I'm playing devil's advocate. Community service. Let me respond.
Can I respond really quickly?
Of course.
I think you are, I hear you, but I think you are not under or appreciating how difficult it is to teach, even though you're a teacher, and what an intellectual challenge teaching is, aside from just the interaction with the students on an intellectual level. So first of all, if Barack is teaching law students, he's even more informed than them. So on some level, it's always going to be the gap. The intellectual gap. So, but for me, look, I'm not saying I'm Barack Obama, but I've graduated from Harvard with a pretty sophisticated degree. I found teaching middle school students, I'm finishing my teacher certificate, so I now teach high school students, none of whom are my equal intellectually. And I teach rich white kids right now. I teach at a private school. And I teach the children of, as Steve knows, I teach the children of a few celebrities.
Okay.
None of them are my intellectual equal. But the intellectual challenge for me, which is very satisfying, is how to get them engaged in what I'm doing, which is a separate but also satisfying conversation.
Would you have him meet the standards for whatever that U.S. government class is? Or would it be about what he has to offer and as a forum?
I think it's both. I think he should absolutely teach the students who are used to having high intellectual demands on them. And I think he should teach kids who may not normally respond. Like, I mean, he would have to figure it out.
Should he basically go off book and teach what he wants about U.S. government?
I think he would have to probably deal with standards to some degree, but there is many ways to meet the standards. You know, the government standards are very broad and wide open. And as many of us know, particularly if you have an open-minded principal, number two, who gonna tell Barack Obama what to do? Let's start there.
People do it all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and number two.
What if he's a boring teacher, too? Like, what if he's just a lecturer?
He might be. And
what if he doesn't engage the students? And then you've made a hero. Someone who they lionize is now just another teacher who's just kind of up there rambling.
Here's what I would say. I think he is clever enough to realize that he has lost them. And I think he is clever enough to figure out, and I teach, and I was losing my kids. I found the perfect way to teach U.S. government. Show them the West Wing. You know, we all know that show, right?
Yeah.
Why is it so popular now?
Go ahead. I just don't
understand why West Wing is so popular now. I watched it when it was out, but now it's like made like, I don't know.
It's so good. I haven't watched, I've worked for that guy, and I have not rewatched it forever, but I started showing with the subtitles. I show it to ninth graders. They love that show.
Why do they love it? Why do they love it so much?
Because it's a story.
Right.
Because fundamentally, it's a narrative. Mm-hmm. It also is deeply informative. So there's I've taught everything I've taught. So for example, right now, Barack has just nominated, I forget the guy, for the Supreme Court. There's a whole episode about the Supreme Court. And I do an hour where I show the show, and then I do 2 hours of a lesson behind it. There's the separation of powers. There's checks and balances. When Barack authorized the killing of Osama bin Laden. But there's a whole wonderful episode about the president authorizing, you know, going into the Situation Room, and it's tense and it's dramatic. But it's a story. We all are enchanted by stories.
You're talking about him structuring his classes.
Yes. Which, I mean, if that's an issue, like if he becomes, you know, if that's an issue, there is a way to structure one with concrete standard worksheets and that sort of thing, which is the traditional lesson. There's a way to do it, inject his own personal stories, which would be fascinating. I mean, he could bring anybody from the government to come talk to him, and to do it as a narrative using this technique, using the West Wing. And so I think it is a win-win. And further to your point, my best teacher in college was a woman named, white lady named Helen Bindler. As I said to a friend of mine, the only white woman I've ever loved. she is just a genius. She has been over the last 40 years close personal friends with every Nobel Prize winning poet in the world.
Wow.
She is considered the giant, the greatest poetry critic. The French government about 10 years ago hired her and paid her to travel around the French countries, France, to teach French teachers how to teach American poetry. That's how brilliant. She's the first, and she's also the first, the biggest job you can get at Harvard is called a university professor. She's the first woman to be a university professor.
What's her name again, sorry?
Helen Bindler. She's just a genius.
Okay.
And I still talk to her to this day. She teaches freshmen. Well, trust me when I tell you, she is 1,000 times more sophisticated than those freshmen. She is 1,000 times more sophisticated when it comes to the discussion of poetry. But teachers enjoy the experience of watching a student go from darkness to light.
This is
right.
True.
That's very true.
From a confused mind to a clear mind. That is so satisfying, no matter what level you are, I think. I mean, and that's why I say seniors, because you do want people who are about to turn 18, who are about to vote, who may get conscripted. I mean, we don't have conscription here, but might go off to the military. Who, for whom the questions that are being raised implicate them directly. So again, I don't think he should teach middle school, even though that has its own very interesting challenges.
Sorry to interrupt, but can I ask a question? Do you think there is a massive divide between the president teaching and the people he will be teaching, as in the school children he will be teaching? Will they find that divide too much?
In the sense that they
might not understand.
I don't think so. I mean, y'all, where y'all teaching? There's some brilliant.
I taught
seventh graders last year. They were brilliant. I taught black seventh graders at this inner city middle school. These kids, and I was teaching honor students. Let me say that. I was teaching honor, but they were seventh graders.
I love that you said honor students.
I mean, I'm just saying, whatever. You get it. But I teach at a white school now. I teach 10th graders. My seventh graders last year were better writers, black and Latin, in this inner city school than my white 10th graders today. So I'm not saying he has to teach all the kids who got, what do they call them, IEPs or whatever, but he should teach kids who are intellectually engaged and intellectually engaging, and they abound in inner city schools.
But isn't it more benefit for him to teach kids who are not intellectually engaged as well?
I don't teach. But I do work with young people, mm-hmm. and specifically high school, specifically on their way to college, right? Mm-hmm. And for all the admiration that they feel for the president, I don't think that they would feel like they couldn't talk to him. I think they feel comfortable. And I'm not talking about all honor students by any stretch.
100%.
But I think that they find him very tangible. So 100%. I think that if he came into the classroom, I think they would feel just as comfortable talking to him, especially the way they talk about him. I think they would feel very comfortable talking to him. And I don't think that
they see his, like, I don't know if they think they're going to become the president. You know, I don't know if that's where you're going with it. Like, his success story is so different.
No, no, I don't.
But I think that he's very relatable to these kids, which
he's the most. Like, he's the most approachable, so to speak, president that we've had in our lifetime. Like,
the Bork, now that Clinton George is gone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that makes him so likable and so popular. It's just that he comes off like he's one of the folk. He just happens 100%. To be the president right now.
And I think in fact, I think in short order, any awe or surprise or shock that he's their teacher, they'll get over it. Because all kids get over it.
Right.
Nobody fascinates
right,
that.
Right.
Right.
So, in fact, I think within a month or however long, he going to see what all teachers see.
Right. I agree with that. But I feel as if the good teachers, and it sounds like you're a good teacher, Sinke, are like inspired. Something happens within them where they think of creative ways to connect with their students. And they're inspired. And it's an internal motor that inspires them.
Yeah.
And, just because someone has a high profile, I wouldn't suggest that they go into teaching high school students, unless there's a spark within them that thinks that there's something I want to impart and give, because that's when they find themselves at an impasse, you know, and they can't just rely on the lesson plan or the curriculum, and they have to think outside of the bubble. That's what's gonna you know, connect to their creative part and have them go beyond the lesson plan. And I just, you know, as relatable and connectable as Barack Obama is to me, I personally don't see him as someone who is inspired in that way. Like, I find him to be a studious overthinker. Like, he might want to have like a sparring match, a lesson, like, yo, give me your thoughts. But your thoughts that you're giving him are only for him to sharpen his own argument. And it's not necessarily about giving something to...
Is it because maybe you view him right now?
I don't know the man.
Right, but yeah, I mean, yeah, just yeah. from what you do know, perhaps you're viewing him maybe strictly as a politician.
Yeah.
And not in the article, did you not say he actually said, you know, I miss teaching. I miss being that.
That's a good point. That article did. That article did mention that.
If he were a full-time instructor at the university level, right? And then he did a teaching series, which I think you may have talked about this a little bit in your article. Did a teaching series where he hit a bunch of different schools for a day. So he's not. So the novelty of him being there.
That would make it more of a novelty.
That would make it a novelty, yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I really don't think Barack Obama needs to go into a high school and be a teacher.
No, he doesn't need to do anything.
I don't understand.
But the case before us is, hey, dude, if you are going to go into teaching, then consider teaching in these forums. And that's the case that Sinke has put.
I think he should probably teach university level. I think he would. I think he can handle high school if he had to, but I don't think that that's where his strength is.
You said you don't think he could handle it?
I said I think he can handle high school if he had to, but I think his strength is going to be where he can have a conversation.
But we're talking about what types of universities as well, aren't we?
Right, because remind us, you mentioned...
Sorry, thank you. You mentioned him doing, like, inner city K through 12 high school specifically, but there were two other options that you put on the table. Can you remind us of what those are?
Well, so it was... The article was inspired by the fact that Barack... I didn't say Bill Clinton should teach or Hillary Clinton should teach. Barack has consistently... has consistently said that he misses teaching, that he...
Touché.
That is a part of his identity. And it is a part of his identity. Like, some people, adults don't like it. Like, somebody, he's always talking down to people. Like, you know, that's the negative side of it. But he has explicitly said that that was satisfying to him in a way that he has not talked about other things, number one. Number two, what else, I guess my thought was, what would be challenging to him in a way that he could get his sink his teeth into it? He's already taught at the University of Chicago. He's already taught top white students. And I'm not saying he wouldn't thrive under that environment. So that's the second thing. The third thing is, he has seemed to blanch under the idea, and I think it's a sincere one, that he has not demonstrated or shown a real hardcore commitment to black people, poor black people, black kids. That's where the Instrument for His Brothers Keeper thing came.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what,
okay. You know, so, and I think that is, I think that hurts his feelings. I mean, that's kind of a corny way to put it, but like, I think that bothers him. Like, I think that he,
if that's the case, Sinke, like
the idea. I'm sorry, I don't, go ahead.
Sorry, no, but if that's the case, then why would he go back then if he's not really ever done anything like that before?
Go back.
Why would he go back to teach in inner city schools if he's never really kind of reached back anyway?
No, I'm not saying I'm not saying he has or he hasn't. I'm just saying in his role in the White House, I'm saying people have made this claim that he sort of left black people to the side, and we're sort of afterthought. I don't think that's true. But that is something that I believe he and Michelle have responded to and don't like. That's why I think why I started that Brothers Keepers thing. That's why I think he's been a little more forthcoming about the riots and, you know, police brutality and that kind of thing. And so if you're so given that he set up the idea of teaching, I had to think to myself, what would be challenging to him in a way that I think actually would be both intellectually stimulating, because it is very intellectually stimulating to try and get kids interested in something. And it's actually very gratifying when you can get, I taught several girls last year. Excuse me. And when I would introduce them to ways of thinking that they had not been exposed to, and they glommed onto it, that I went home happy.
So I just want to say this, and as finishing out what I was saying before, I think that he should
teach. I apologize, I didn't finish your question, but I will go ahead.
I do think he should teach at the university level, because I think that's where he would be inspired. I think that's where he would be able to have those long-winded conversations, because he'd be with people who would appreciate it more. Like, I think that, and that's where I think he's the strongest. Now, whether he does it at Columbia or Howard or a community college, I don't know. But I think that he would do better as a college professor than he would as a high school
teacher. How about we compromise? I think he could do both. I think he could teach at Columbia during...
I didn't say he couldn't. I just think he would do better.
Go across the town and teach it. He's going to be in D.C. anyway. So maybe at Georgetown for a while. He's going to be in D.C. for a couple of years.
Right. So,
but I said a HBC. The other, I apologize, I didn't answer your question. The other two suggestions was a HBCU for the same reason. Look, the other thing is, he cannot disappear into anonymity.
No, but here's the thing. This is the thing that I want to, and this is the end of my point, and then I'll let you go.
Please.
I don't want Barack Obama to do anything out of guilt, right? Because I don't think he necessarily has anything to prove, right? He's done a lot. And I think that in this next chapter of his life, he needs to do what
he wants to do.
He wants to do, you know, and if it is teaching, that's great. If it's working with his foundation, My Brother's Keeper, that's great. If he wants to go sit on his ass and smoke a cigar, that's great too. Because
yeah, but if he is guilty, if he is personally,
this is a way to expiate it.
I don't have a problem with manipulating his own guilt.
Amen.
So my point is, are we okay? Okay, so let's just do this now. So if we're... I'm like...
We're doing it.
Why are we backing him into a corner to do something that isn't authentic to him? Because then will he really do it well?
No, I think what Sinke really lays out well is that either as a politician or as a thinking man, he's articulated a certain passion.
I already said
passion.
I think he would be a good university professor.
A certain
professor.
Passion for teaching. And so Sinke is just saying, hey, you like teaching so much. How about these constituencies that could
and
really
I said
benefit
too.
From...
Back to the ones and that there really are... No, let me also say this.
Well,
I apologize. Barack is a thoroughgoing intellectual. Right? Which is one of the things that you guys are saying. I think that's why he'll enjoy teaching law students or that sort of thing. the thicket of intellectual problems that exist in the world of education policy and solving the problems, as I say in the article, it is not 100% racism. It is not 100% poverty. It is not 100% the depredations of popular culture for reasons black boys are getting expelled. There's a weird combination of all of it, and I haven't solved it. There's a weird combination of all the difficult things that we face as black people that why these schools are failing so massively. And I think we've all read his articles. We know, like you said, he is a Dr. Spock. I mean, I use that phrase, but you were talking about he's a very serious, maybe even dry intellectual. He is fascinated by intellectual problems. And right. All I can say is I think there are no policy problems at the university level that I care about or that I think he cares. Certainly not at Columbia. Like, Columbia right. works fine. Columbia University has figured
everyone
out.
Everyone who's going to Columbia can practically afford to go there. So, no problem. Yeah.
Exactly. There are 1,000 problems to which Barack can wrap his brain around when it comes to Amen. Educating and lifting and inspiring, but also concretely putting knowledge in the head of poor black boys and girls, poor Latin boys and girls. And I think he will only really understand them, because I didn't understand them, because I was curious, like, why are they having all this, until he is standing in front of a group of black or Latin poor kids who have a combination of excitement for him to be there, excitement to be there, but also all kind of craziness going on in their home lives.
Well, I have a question about that.
The most fascinating experience.
Okay, but I have a question about
the
that.
Most intellectually stimulating experience, for him, both for what goes on within the classroom and the implications for policy at large. I put it last because no. I think I think he will actually be bored teaching Columbia law students. Like he
why,
does.
What's with you in Columbia, first of all? Like, well, why do we keep going back to Columbia? There's like a million universities that he could teach at.
Yeah, the only reason I say Columbia is because he went to Columbia. He already has some sort of relationship with them. There's already the implication that he may be going back there. And he graduated from school. That's why I say that type of school.
Did he get a teaching offer from Columbia or something?
The president of Columbia said something about, we are excited to welcome Barack Obama back to his alma mater. It's not clear exactly what the nature of that relationship is, but there is some expectation that he will have some relationship with Columbia once he leaves office. I don't know what it is.
My question for you is, do you think he would get the authentic experience? Because, you know, when people come in contact with celebrities, they
end up... 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're right. It depends on how frequently he teaches. Like, if he's had 6 periods and he's there all day, I think the veneer will wipe off after a month. But even if you're a new teacher, you know, even as a teacher, you know, the first 2 months is still kind of like, oh, we're still getting to know the personalities, and you're still, you know, you have a classroom with 30 kids. You're still figuring it out. And I'm figuring, like, so let's say he only does one class every day, or maybe if there's a block schedule every Wednesday, Monday, and Friday. How authentic would his experience be? Because, you know, folks are going to be on their best behavior. This is the president. It's the black president. You know, they're going to speak in their king's English. And there's going to be a certain amount of airs that he would probably encounter, you know, if it's not a long-term regular teacher commitment.
That's a legitimate question. And it's not soft. It's not, you can't, look, I also said, you know, if you have the Secret Service standing outside your door and you teaching kids, like, that's a different environment than any other.
Right, teacher. Exactly.
There's no question that
you ain't got classroom discipline problems with the Secret Service out front.
People in the room teach. But I do think that, let's say it's a year-long class. He could teach economics in the way that, at least in California, as you guys know, is usually a semester of government and a semester of economics, which he could teach as well. But I do think, let's say he taught for a year and he taught 2 hours once a week. I think within the first 3 months, if not within the first 2 months, he's going to start to see people's real personality. I mean, kids can only fake the funk so long. I mean, you know, I can only fake the funk for so long. So I do, look, he's not going to get Bebe's kids all day. And he's certainly not going to experience what we experience in some very tough environments. And I wouldn't reckon, frankly, that the president, former president, be exposed daily to that. I wouldn't want to have to deal with that. Because I'm not going to learn anything from it, really. As you know, but I do think the sum total of what can be gained from it, both, you know, as I said to somebody else, there's publicity stunts and then there are publicity stunts. There are symbolic acts, and then there are symbolic acts. As a symbolic act, this would, to me, would rank on the first order. I think it would be, again, as I said, a boon to teachers. It would be a boon to black men, male teachers who are in pitiful supply. I think it would be a boon to black students. And I also think he would get enough of the real experience that he would say, okay, now we getting, this is not, we all, the honeymoon period is over now. Like, the honeymoon period will eventually wear off.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's what I think. Who knows?
I personally think he would have an extended honeymoon, just on based on who he is. Like, yeah. I would give an extra, maybe 2 months. But yeah, I agree that if he taught every week for 2 hours, that eventually, if for you know an entire 7 or 10 months of a year, or 9 to 10 months of a year, yes, inevitably the honeymoon would wear off.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, that ain't gonna. It's gonna stay. That them smiles and them grins and that homework done every week. You know that ain't gonna stay up forever.
Think about the parents.
Maybe they do that homework where they just got attitudes. I mean, who knows?
Think about the parents who would be vying to have their kids in, even at like a quote unquote inner city or, you know, school. The parents who would be vying to have their kids in Barack Obama's class would probably be the more, you know, aggressive students because their parents are, you know, in the grade books. And like,
I think you should do both. If I were to plan it out, I would do a mixture of things. I would do top students because you need them.
Right.
I think you would do some non-top. I think you would do a healthy mixture. I would do a healthy mixture of some of the real hardcore knuckleheads.
Nice.
But non-violent ones because they don't want to die.
Right. They don't need a case with the Secret Service. Right.
Right, right. He ain't going to die. We know that. We don't want them to die. Right. But, and I think he would want those kids in the class. Like, I think he would not want to just do the honor students. Right, and I think he should do some of the top students, do pick some of the bottom scoring students, and then maybe do a lottery for the rest.
Yeah,
you know, let's see how it goes. And then, I really, really, genuinely think he would love it. I was shocked by how much I love
for him. But what about the kids' actual assignments and the time spent and the tutors that will be needed for the ones who aren't at the same level? Like, this is still a real classroom, right?
But that's
so
exactly,
if you're putting your honor students in the same.
Those questions are the things he would have to try to solve because that's what teachers go through on a regular basis.
Right.
100%. I just think that, like I said,
so you put all these students in the same room, and I have a friend who right now is a teacher, and all these students are in the same room.
Yeah.
Right? She doesn't want to teach anymore because to stretch her like that in one classroom to have, you know, so much put on
her in one classroom.
She's a full-time teacher.
Sorry.
What are you asking him to do? You just said he needs to be a full-time teacher in order to be effective. You said he... Okay. Okay. So if he's in the classroom on a regular basis, not a full-time teacher, just in the classroom with some regularity, for the sake of this conversation, we'll call him a regular teacher.
Okay.
So if he is a regular teacher in the classroom, right? Because now you're throwing another wrench in there because who's in there the other days? who's picking up the slack on the other days when he's off doing post-presidential stuff?
That's kind of a good point, though.
No, you know what I mean? I'm just saying. We're talking about the logistics of a real classroom.
No,
These are real people we're teaching in a real classroom. This is their real education that we're talking about. And I'm not saying the kinks can never be worked out, but it's definitely something you should consider. Because one thing that we all know, whether you're in preschool or high school, consistency is so important when you're teaching. Consistency is important when you're dealing with children. And I just don't...
Well, that's why I said high school. If in middle school, you teach, you know, you teach what the kids, the whole time, fifth, sixth, and especially sixth and seventh. But high school, you can have one, you can meet, you know, you have a block schedule, so he can be the teacher for the government students and nothing else. So he does not teach history and English and da, 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 da. So I think he could be given the in charge of one course for juniors or seniors and meet them 3 hours a week.
And in the same classroom have honor students, not honor students, and a lottery of everybody else.
That's how...
That's pretty much how it is.
That's high school. I mean, that's the way, particularly charter schools. Yeah. When I taught last year, seventh grade, I had geniuses and some what you doing here? Like, why are you even in middle school at 17 and should be in elementary school intellectually? So, yeah, I mean, that's what everybody does. I don't think he could do it. I can't be a full-time teacher. I don't want, I got other life, but I'm, you know, so... I don't have it in me. Even if I was not doing other things, I don't have the stamina to teach full time. Given the different type of, I just realized that about myself, and I would get bored. I would love, and maybe I'm just projecting my own fantasies, to be able to teach part time a class that I think I would be good at, teach 2 or 3 hours a week, and then go back and write and do it. That's what I would, and I think Barack, given the fact that he will need to fly all over the world to meet with these people, write his memoir, whatever he's going to do, start his foundation, I think given 3 hours a week, and he could try for a year. If he hates it, then don't ever do it again. But I think he would love it.
This is the last thing I'm going to say.
Yes, please. Oh, no.
And then I really am done. I think that the point of him, leave me alone. But I think the point, I think this was part of the original point that I was making. I think that a lot of this, may get taken care of through my brother's keeper. And I think that it's okay for him to go teach at the college level, wherever he wants. I don't care if it's Columbia or not. I think that he shouldn't. But if he goes to teach at HBCU, that's awesome too. Like, I really don't care where he goes to teach. But I don't necessarily think that. I think it would be great in name, but the reality is I think that if he gathered a bunch of amazing teachers, black men, and sent them out under the umbrella of my brother's keeper, there's still power in that. That and is, he doesn't have to be in the classroom. And
if
he is the intellectual that I perceive him to be, this is me, I perceive him to be, and he wants to go teach at a law school, I think that he should maybe go do that because that's where he finds his strength and where he feels like he's really making a contribution, and that if he can mobilize a group of teachers to do something different, that's fine. That's my personal opinion. You know, obviously some people disagree.
I agree with that. I think that's actually quite a good point.
Senkei, why do you disagree?
If he's not going to be involved in public policy once he retires, fair enough. He just wants to go and, like you say, smoke a cigar down in Cuba. Then that's fine. But if he is going to get involved with, I'm not interested in sort of a vanity project. Let's be let me put it out.
I feel you on that.
I'm not interested in, I won't even pay attention. Like, I don't, like, if you got a, you tutoring a kid here and there and brother's keeper, you introduce a kid to Jay-Z and they get to talk about how they want to be a rapper and be in, I don't care.
And there's many people who are in education who won't feel that either, because they'll see this as a vanity project.
Yeah. I just don't care. Yeah. So if he's not going to be involved, 100% fair enough. But if he is going to do this And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Brother's Keeper, but when I look at it, he met with some black kids, and like, if he's serious about having,
he's still the president. That's not fair. He's still the president, so he may not be. He may not be able to do and say all the things that he would say and do post presidency that he can do right now, and that's not fair. Okay. He's still the president, and whether no matter what you want to say, there are still a lot of constraints and requirements and expectations and pressure under the presidency. Let's just be realistic. I mean,
100%.
We can be idealistic as we want, but
all the problems. President, I'm sorry. Brother's Keeper is still going to be a non-profit private organization. He will not learn. I don't care what anybody says. I don't believe that he will learn as much about how to concretely help poor black and Latin kids in a vanity, maybe it's not a vanity private, in a private organization as he would sitting in a classroom teaching kids 3 hours a day.
I can 100% agree with that.
3 hours, once a week. There's just no question about that.
Is managing an organization that does good works, yes. And the other one is having a real experience, like boots on the ground, with what is happening with the people you're managing.
From the inside. Yeah,
from the inside.
And then being difference. Able to say, I've taken this experience that I've had, on top of all the reading I've done, on top of all the black men who teach, all the black women I teach, and I've taken my work from Brother's Keeper, I've used my own brain, and this is what I think is wrong in education. I'm not going to listen to him, to be honest, as something of a semi-educator. If all he does is, I wouldn't say I wouldn't listen to him, but I'll say this. If all he does is have his own personal organization with Brother's Keeper, and then he tries to make a comment about the education system, I'm going to say,
but why? It's just as ineffective, in my opinion, it's just as ineffective to put in, you know, an uneducated person or, you know, in front of a classroom where that's not what they, you just said earlier that, or whoever said it, that they have to have some type of passion for what they're doing. And if his passion is teaching at the college level.
That. Just not teaching. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you.
Right, but we're. I feel like we keep going back to teaching.
Can
high
I see
school.
Your face?
I think we keep going back to talking to teaching high school, and I'm like, what if that's not where he wants to be? And if you want to
like
be,
the whole
if he
is speculation,
so if he does, no. That's fine. Whatever. He can if he wants to teach high school, fine, teach high school. But I don't feel like we should corner him into teaching high school because that's where the policy changes need to be made and college runs fine. That's not where we need to make changes. And I'm like, whether that's where we need to make changes or not, that may not be where he's an effective teacher. And the bottom line is we need to put him where he's going to be an effective teacher, period, wherever it is.
I'm going to say this and wrap the conversation up. I don't think we're cornering Obama into teaching into any one particular place. I just think that Sinkay made suggestions for places where he felt Obama would be the most effective. And K through 12, yeah, and possibly the most needed. K through 12, I think, is probably the most unlikely location for him, and therefore possibly would be the place with the greatest impact because the students there would not expect somebody of his stature to reduce themselves honestly for their benefit. You know, I wouldn't expect him to do that. Like I honestly would think that would be, even if he did it for a semester.
Yeah, and if they're minding their P's and T's, so what? That means it's just
yeah.
a semester.
Yeah, they need
if he did it for a semester, I would be so moved by that choice, though I have no expectations that that's actually what's going to happen. But I think, and I'm thinking about my own experience teaching K through 12, a lot of my babies, especially when I was teaching in Watts, those kids don't expect much of anything. So the smallest celebrity or just popular person showing up for their benefit, it's just like, really?
I get that.
You know what
and
I mean?
And I also said, let me just say this, and also in the article, I said, this is the guy who has gone to Cuba, which no one did. This is the guy who went to a prison. The only president who did that. You did another one, a speech. I went to a mosque. No one's ever done that. So I don't think the suggestion is so far afield of who he is. So, and as I said, it's obvious that you would expect Harvard-educated, Columbia-educated to go back and teach the rich white kids at Columbia. But I do think that he has sent enough signals that he cares about what's going on, as I said in the article, the bottom of the hill, so to speak, metaphorically, and that he has maybe been confined by his role as president so that he hasn't been able to express his interest and concern for what's going on at the bottom of the hill. And that because it's such an improper, no one had even suggested that he do that. I thought, well, let me put that on the radar too. Mm-hmm. Let me say, there's another place that you could actually be of enormous benefit. Let me tell you what will not happen. Barack will not change the nature of higher education at an Ivy League school. He won't do that. I don't care how great a teacher he is. It's not going to happen. Barack could change the nature of education in public schools. He could have that great of an impact. And I'm not saying he would, but I'm saying given the enormous transformations that he's made with healthcare, given if his Supreme Court person goes through, unlikely, but there is the potential impact for him engaging his full self in a K-12 public school students in some capacity, even if it's just, like I say, part-time, could have the type of impact that he could never have teaching at Harvard or teaching at, because those kids thrive already. They've already figured it out. They figured out how to teach smart, rich white kids. I went to school with them. They've already figured out how to keep them in power and on top of the world. He's not going to add anything that's not already added from the brilliant teachers who are already there. But he could take all of that brilliance that in all the world that he's seen and all the books that he's read and all the upside and the inside that he has thought about and bring it to a world that does not have exposure to that and have a vastly greater impact, I think, than he could on the structure of education, is what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the individual kids, although that too. I'm talking about the structure and the system could be far greater than it would be at a university like that. So anyway, that's my fundamental idea.
Well, Sinke, I am looking forward to what you write post his presidency and whatever decision he makes. You have to follow this article up with something else.
I've gotten some feedback that he may have read the article. Let's put it that way. So, hey, who knows? If it happens, right, That'll be exciting.
Do us a favor and let us know where others can find you. Where can we find you? What's your Twitter? What's some other articles we should look out for? You mentioned something about Whitney Houston. I'm going to Google that tonight.
Yeah, I wrote an article. I was actually really proud of that. My Twitter is in the French, I am Sinke, but in French. So, je suis Sinke. So, my name is Cinque. Twitter is Jesuis, je suis Sinke. I am Sinke in French. And on the New Yorker side, I wrote an article about Whitney Houston's Star Spangled Banner, which was the most influential. And we all know it's great, but I tried to explain why that was so important and how it changed the way everybody has sung it for the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. And it got a lot of very positive response. I'm working on a new thing for the New Yorker now. I mentioned earlier, I'm working on another article about my first year as a teacher, which was a doozy. It'll all be on, whatever it is, I'll post on the Twitter account. And but this has been great, and I appreciate you guys hearing me out and entertaining my cockamamie ideas.
Absolutely. Next time we have to have you here in person.
There you go.
Yes. Well, we thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we thank everybody who's listening for listening. Please be sure to tune in to the next Black Is Break. Peace.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again.